B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The big news to me, all right? The 49ers are out on Tom Brady. That is not going to happen. In my understanding, it was Tom Brady's number one choice was to go to San Francisco and be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know what happened, but something happened in the last few days to my understanding, to find out that the 49ers are out on Tom Brady and they will be standing pat with Jimmy Garoppolo as their starting quarterback. I think it is down to this, from everything I've heard, it's down to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New England Patriots. All right. And I don't think that the New England Patriots are going to be willing to give Tom Brady $30 million a year type of money. As we know, Bill Belichick, he drives a hard bargain. He treats it like a business, no matter who it is, even if it's the GOAT. He's not going to just give him free money. So between Tampa Bay, who I would bet is willing to spend bigger money on Tom Brady and maybe give him $30 million a year, as opposed to New England, who is probably going to offer him something in the $20 million range. And we can't forget that Brady is going to cost $13 million against the salary cap, whether he's on the team or not, for the New England Patriots this year. So that's why they want to find a manageable number. But that's where it stands as I know it right now. It's Tampa Bay or New England for Tom Brady. And if I had a pick or guess, I think ultimately he'll end up back with the New England Patriots for a very favorable contract like he's always done, so they can sign more players and make maybe one more run at this thing to where Brady could get 7 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, Chris Sims, that was last week. He had it nailed up until the very last part. Had it nailed. He said something happened in San Francisco. What happened? They couldn't find a trade partner for Garoppolo. Or they couldn't get the asking that they wanted for Garoppolo. That's what happened. They were looking. They were sniffing it.
And he also knew that Brady wasn't going to L.A.
Brady wanted it. Yep. He was sniffing it. The Niners were sniffing a Garoppolo trade. They didn't get the return they wanted, so they stood pat with Jimmy Garoppolo. The next thing you know, Kirk Cousins re-signs in Minnesota, and Brady's got the Bucs and the Patriots on the board. And anyone in the know said, there's no way Brady's going to leave for the Bucs. He's going to cave again. He's going to come back to the Patriots with his tail between his legs, and he's going to settle in New England because he doesn't have it. He's not going to go to Tampa. No way does he go to Tampa. That's what the Patriots felt. That's what Robert Kraft felt when Brady called him on Monday night. I want to come over. Robert said, okay, we got him. He's caving. And Brady came in there and dropped the bomb. That's what happened.
Yeah, and again, to your point, Sims worked here, which means that him saying he thinks he's going back to the Patriots suggests to
that's
me that
the Pats
that's
thought.
Right.
That's what the Pats thought.
Right.
Pats thought they had him.
He was hearing that out of Foxborough that he's not going to go to Tampa. He'll come back to us. And they thought it all jibes. It jibes. Sims was. He was at the end. He was on it.
Okay. That Niners thing annoys me, though, and it's obviously true, because you never heard anything out of their mouths over the last couple of weeks to try to, you know, snuff this out and try to pump up Garoppolo. And in a lot of ways, now that I think about it, the worst thing that happened to them was making that damn Super Bowl. If they fell short of that, they would have taken less. They would have taken a second rounder
true.
Or a third rounder for him.
It's
but
true.
Because they make that Super Bowl and he was good in the first half, they say, no. We need to get a first rounder in return for it. Now reap what you sow. Enjoy 9-7 next year.
Okay, the pieces continue to fall into place. Charlie and Redding, go ahead, lead us off this hour.
Hey guys, 2 quick things. 1, I'm a diehard Pats fan and it's a little sad this week, but I think it's time to move on. 2, even with that, like most, I believe Tom Brady still has a lot left in him. And I don't know about all Bucs fans, but I have some friends who are Bucs fans, and some of them do not want Tom Brady for several reasons. And it just reminds me of when you guys had those Giants fans call in about how they didn't want Brady in New York. It's amazing to me how a team sucking for so freaking long really drives a sense of stupidity like into the seats. How could you not be a fan of Tom Brady coming to your team?
I don't know, Charlie. And it's really one of the biggest things I'm surprised about through this whole thing and was wrong about. I just thought there'd be a clamor for Brady. I thought he'd get the same treatment that Peyton Manning got when he went to free agency, whatever that was, 6 years ago, 8 years ago. It'd be the same thing. Parades, you know, tours, clamoring, this thing. And it just didn't happen for Brady. And it surprises me. And I think the league's wrong. I think Brady has as much, if not more, to give than Manning gave when he went to Denver. And Brady's going to prove that to people this year.
He's got more. He's in better shape than Manning was then. Manning was already breaking down by then.
So I am stunned, and I think the league has it wrong, and I think the fans around the country have it wrong.
I'm telling you, the 2019 season on paper hurt Brady's market.
And how dare Bucks fans of all people
really
be happy with what you get, even at 43?
Seriously, you're gonna be beggars can't be choosers. You know that you're the ultimate.
What's the best they've had in the last 15 years? Josh Freeman.
Jesus, Dante in New Bedford. Go.
Hi guys, love the show. I was just curious who you'd rather have as a starter next year, Jared Stidham or Andy Dalton?
Who would you rather have?
I'd rather be a Bucks fan.
Good.
Well,
good
if he's answer. Ready, it's Stidham.
Yes, Stidham if he's ready.
I mean, if he's ready, that's the way to go. Let him, you know, if there are a few bumps in there along the way, so be it. Brady went 9-7 in his second year. Like, there's a lot there that still has to be learned, and if you can start that process now, great. But if you jeopardize the long term by putting him in there too early, then Dalton. Just bite the bullet, bring in Dalton, see what you get.
Jeff and Brockton, go.
Yeah, is there any chance of them shipping out Edelman or James White to improve on the draft picks?
Yes. I don't know if those get you a second-round pick. I don't know as much as those players are great and all they've done for you. Do you get a second-round pick for Julian Edelman or James White? I don't think so.
No, probably not.
Conditional seventh for Edelman.
I mean, I was that low, but...
Given the age and the beating he's taken here in recent years, I don't think Jimmy's that far off. I'd say a fifth, but if he went for a seventh, I wouldn't be stunned.
I'm not sure what his contract is. If he has guaranteed money, it makes him less less marketable. And White's a running back.
And if he keeps it up with the sausage emojis, too, like if you're Bill in the Patriots, at some point do you have to go to him and say, hey, what's the deal here? Are you on board or not?
He probably wants out.
So I want to hit on that just for a second. That is, Jules, dude, seriously. I mean, you play for the Patriots pay you, not the Bradys. Who signs the bottom of that check in the right-hand corner? Is that Brady? Is that Giselle? Yeah, ingrate. Ungrateful. Seriously, that kind of pisses me off. Like, I mean, do you want it? It isn't just Brady that made you. It's Belichick that made you too, because he drafted you. He gave you the shot. He put you in that position. Brady didn't control that shot. It was Belichick that controlled that shot. Do you owe him anything? I mean, again, so what this is Deion Sanders. Was it Deion Sanders the other day?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the tweet?
So let me find it real quick. So it was like three days
ago. Just give it to me generally.
Yeah, 3 days ago, Deion Sanders said, this was before the deal, Brady to the Bucks. If he goes to the Bucks, he's got to bring Edelman with him, or they got to trade for Edelman, because that's Jordan without Pippen, peanut butter without the jelly, iced tea without the sugar, hashtag truth. And, you know, Edelman was quick with a like a few days later. That you know, made the rounds yesterday, because Edelman saw that and was like, oh, yes, I got to go chase Tom. I want to be there in Tampa, too.
That is gross. Your quarterback's Jared Stidham right now. Sorry. Are you drawing paychecks from Tom Brady? That's just pathetic.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if I was Belichick, I'd hold on to him because I think he can help Stidham.
I'm for sure holding on to him now. Yeah, you stick your tongue to the window. You know what I mean? You're pining after your guy. Jules, no, you're here with Jared Stidham. I know now. I for sure don't trade him just because.
For spite.
Yep. No. You play for the Patriots. You don't play for the Bradys. The Bradys aren't a team, and they're not paying you. And they didn't bring you into this world, and they didn't give you the shot. Brady did not give you the shot. Sorry, Bill gave you the shot. The Patriots gave you the shot.
So I'll tell you though, the one thing I wonder about, and I think it was Sims that said this too. The Patriots signed a wide receiver the other day. Did you see this?
Yeah.
Amir Bird.
I immediately forgot the name.
He's 5'9", 180, and apparently he's
a little slot guy?
Hidden jewel. I don't know. 5'9", 180 tells me he's a slot guy.
He's not going up at the pylon, that's for sure.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
I'm a return guy, too.
Okay, so I just wonder are they getting ready to deal Edelman?
I mean...
$8 million in dead cap.
What's that?
If you believe in the salary cap, $8 million dead cap hit for Julian Edelman.
Ooh, does he have guaranteed money this year? Is anything guaranteed? Just curious.
Look like it.
He's
base salary 3.3, signing bonus 2.6.
Who's the worst team in the league?
$900,000 roster bonus.
Who's the worst team in the league?
Cincinnati.
Send him to Cincinnati. Ah, enjoy Cincinnati, Jules. Yeah, and pant for Tommy, your boy Tommy. Get your nose out of his ass. You can pant at him from Cincinnati. That's just bad form. No, I'm not trading Edelman. I'm not trading White. I'm giving those guys to Jared Stidham and Andy Dalton, and hopefully they show up and do their job and help you get in the playoffs and help you transition, because that's what they're supposed to do. I have no patience for that.
It looks like the out with Edelman is after 2021.
Okay, so enjoy it here, Jules, or Cincinnati. Those are the two places I'll send you to. Cam and Taunton. Go ahead, Cam.
That was a good one, Mike. You know, I just want to do some reflecting here on Brady because, you know, everything's been said about contract and stuff like that. First of all, I can't believe no other team offered him that deal. That's asinine that nobody would offer him a two-year deal.
Agreed.
Unbelievable.
Agreed.
But I want to talk about what I think is the most overlooked and often forgotten game of the Belichick-Brady dynasty, and that's Super Bowl 38. Nobody talks about this game. Why? It was unbelievable. His fourth quarter performance of that game, was, I think that was the day Tom Brady became Tom Brady. And I think one of the biggest plays of his career happened in that game. Troy Brown gets called for pass interference, and then he makes an 18-yard completion to Deion Branch to put him in field goal range to win the game. I don't know why that game is so forgotten. To me, that's the day he became who he was and one of the signature plays of his career.
Oh, I talk about it all the time, but I agree. It's not put in the pantheon. It should be. I think it's right behind that Seattle Super Bowl. It's their second best game. It was great football
game. It was a great game.
Tremendous game. Competitive, violent, hard-hitting. It was defensive at times. It opened up at times. It was last, you know, game-winning kick. I mean, it had it all. It was a phenomenal football game and one of their great moments. That is, again, sort of forgotten, and you know what hurts is that it's the Carolina Panthers. They weren't a great team. They were gone the year before. It was just like one-hit wonder. Jake DeLome. Like, there's not much sex appeal there.
In fact, I think Vinatieri missed two kicks in this game.
He did.
He missed two chippies. He missed two easy ones before he made the game winner. So he did not have a good game. But
and
he,
John Casey kicked the ball out of
bounds. I was going to say, what a jackass. Still had a better game than the other kicker. Who they tie it late, and then he kicks it out of bounds. Bill in Brookline. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Mike, Tony, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I blame all of them. They're all big babies. You know, Belichick got his back up. Brady got his back up. But the reality is they're both the best. I mean, Brady's the greatest and Belichick's the greatest. But together, they went to the Super Bowl 9 times. You know, they need each other. Separate from each other, we'll see. I mean, they're both the best at what they do. Brady's older. Belichick's a little older. But there's no – you can't get away from the fact that you know, either one might think they were the one that was the most important one, but together they went there 9 times.
Yes, of course. I'm just going to cut you off. But for it to end over personality conflict is really gross. I'm sorry. Like, I'd feel better if it was just pure dollars and cents. That's business, right? Business-wise, Brady makes more sense for Tampa than he does for you. And that's just the way it shook out. No one's to blame. You know, it's just the way it happened. There are different stages, and like that I can wrap my head around. The fact that Brady didn't like Belichick's mane, he didn't like the way Belichick carried himself. And again, this is Gasper, and this is you know, not just Gasper. This is what Robert Kraft is telling people. Robert Kraft told Mike Giardi that it's like being in that relationship where there's someone that just sort of intervenes and that has to break you apart, whether you want it to or not. Kraft told Giardi, think about loving your wife, and for whatever reason, there's something, her father or her mother, that makes life impossible for you. And you have to move on, but you don't want to. So the mother-in-law is such a house of pain that you can't be with the wife, or you're remarried and her kids are such a, the kids from the first marriage are such a disaster, you can't marry her. And so that drives you apart, but you really love her. And that's what Robert Kraft is telling us that Bill Belichick is.
That's how I read it too.
I mean, that is.
Same way.
What a shot.
Big time.
I would have paid him. We wanted him, but Bill hates Belichick. Brady hates Belichick so much he wouldn't stay. And it might be right, but for Robert to just throw his coach under the bus like that, that's gross.
Well, because, again, it takes him off the hook. That's why. And I think, honestly, that's probably why he's perpetuating it. Because I think at the end of the day, the reason he focused on those things with Belichick is because Bill wouldn't give him control over the end. He wouldn't give him that commitment. They wouldn't give him the two-year deal.
Yeah, it starts to fester.
I mean, I think it's about contract. But, again, Gasper, who's more tapped in than us, says he thinks, Gasper says, quote, the disconnect can be distilled down to this. It was about Brady's frustration with the methods and mean of Belichick. And again, mean. A person's look or manner, especially one of a particular kind indicating their character or mood.
Boom.
That's what mean means, okay? Mean means his attitude, the way he carries himself.
Parcells called him gloom.
So
we'll never make it.
What Gasper's saying is that Brady's frustration was with the methods and the mean of Belichick, and that philosophical divide, not money, was the driving factor. The disintegration of the Brady-Belichick relationship, which always carried the dynamic of impossible-to-please parent and dutiful son, was at the heart of Brady's decision to try it a different way in a different NFL outpost. He says, if Mike Vrabel or Bill O'Brien were the coach, Brady would still be a Patriot. At least that's the belief at Patriot Place. Once again, that's the owner saying, Bill's such an a-hole that we couldn't keep Tom.
Yeah, again, that's the belief at Patriot Place, that Bill chased him out the door.
Talk about throwing your coach under the bus.
I know,
and that
in a lot of ways, that's the most damning lie of the whole thing, because, again, it suggests that the news isn't coming from Brady's side. It's coming from the Kraft side.
Okay, so there's two things. One is Kraft is blatantly throwing Bill under the bus, saying he's an a-hole and Brady didn't want to stay for Bill because he's such an a-hole. Okay, that's gross. But it's also gross if that's why Brady left. I mean, Chris says it's like a marriage where one partner feels underappreciated, taken advantage of, and stiffed. Or is that stifled? I'm sorry, stifled.
Stifled.
Belichick wasn't going to go to couples therapy to hash out the issues, to recommit. He's an old alpha dog with 8 Super Bowl rings who won't learn new tricks. Brady realized his hoodiness was never going to change. He had to find his own happiness at this point. Like, come on, this is what it is? It's freaking couples therapy?
Okay, but again, you know why I don't think that that is true? And we'll pants Gasper when he gets here, for crying out loud, and take, you know, his Neiman Marcus or Saks Fifth Avenue pants.
If that's what that is, no, he has a Gucci hazmat suit.
Oh, that's what
if that's what it is, that it's just they can't get along, that is, you know, that is effing gross on both ends, but mostly on Brady's. Like, come on, dude.
I don't know. You see it with bands all the time. What makes a difference? Because it's sports.
Yeah, and it's no good there, too. It's no good there, too. The Beatles had to break up because they were bitching about Yoko, and, like, that's why the greatest, you know, group of musicians ever had to break up because of petty little personality conflicts?
Yeah.
Did you feel good about that?
No, but it's just human nature. I mean, people, you know, big egos, and, you know, people feel they're more, one guy feels more responsible for the success than the other. It's just...
Mike, in some ways, it's a miracle it lasted 20 years.
Right.
It's a miracle. But I also say, this is why I think it's bullcrap. If that's true, then why didn't Brady just go out on the market and look for a one-year deal? Why did he need two? The Patriots are giving him one.
Thank you. Tell Chris that.
Okay.
Because so, for me to feel better about this, it has to be business.
I mean, he could have introduced a whole other lot of teams if he were willing to take the 1 year because he just wanted to get away from Bill because Bill's a pain in the ass.
Tell me it was business and not personality. Because you should be able to get over the personality thing. You really should. Show up, go to work, go home. I mean, good God. But if it is, if Chris is right, it is personality, then the Palace Q is 100% right, and the Palace Q's responsible. It's all about Brady hating Belichick so much he had to get out of here. Is that really what it came down to? We continue with your thoughts after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The end of the sixth round. A familiar name if you're a college football fan. Tom Brady.
I was always the one that no one ever picked. That was the backup quarterback on a freshman team that didn't win a game.
Yeah. You were the seventh-ranked quarterback there when you came in, right?
Yep.
You thought you might not play.
I didn't know if I'd be continue to play football.
So here you are playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you keep winning.
They got Vinatieri in range.
I'll tell you what Tom Brady just did gives me goosebumps.
No time on the clock, and the Patriots have won Super Bowl 36. Unbelievable.
Which of the rings do you like the best?
I always said, and I said always the next one. The next one's the best.
Time. His man inside the 25-yard line, Deion Branch, made the catch.
You can hear the Eagles yelling out, watch the screen. The Patriots do screen it to fall. Brady.
Let's play our best. We've been putting in the tank. You know what I'm saying? Let's get something. Let's pull something out today. Hey, let's all go play our best, huh?
Brady. Caught. Touchdown. Julian Edelman.
Came back to it, Al. It came right back to to him.
Yeah, this is the Falcons' defense that they're reeling. I mean, this second half, when you look at what the Patriots have done offensively, they've scored the last four times they've had the ball. Sideline. What a throw, Amendola. Brady. Pass is caught. Hogan. Brady down the gut. Pass is caught. Toss to White. He's in. Patriots win the Super Bowl. Brady has his fifth. What a comeback.
Sealed down the middle. Edelman again with a third down catch.
There's a good chance he's throwing out there.
It's Gronk for the first down.
Three long third down conversions. Second and goal to Burkhead.
Burkhead to the end zone. Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
Come on, boys. Let's go now. Laser focus.
Second and three.
Same play three times in a row. Element over the middle. Gronk on a seam. And the ball is perfectly thrown. Three plays in a row. The exact same, Jim. And Giselle's happy.
From the two. First and goal.
Running up for the touchdown.
There it is. The dynasty continues.
Courtesy of Jim Murray. Excellent work. As promised, back to your phones. Joe in Weymouth. What do you got, Joe?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. A couple things, if you'd let me. Back in 2014, I remember when Brady's father was being interviewed, and he mentioned that it was going to end poorly between Brady and the Patriots. That was before we beat Seattle in 2014. You know, from after that, we won three Super Bowls, went to four. Now he's 42, and you know it would have cost them an extra $10 million to sign him for a couple of years. I just think that it's a personal okay. battle.
I mean, you gave me four different things there. Let's stick with Tom Brady Sr. Yeah. saying it was going to end poorly. I didn't think it would. I thought this would be. They've defied so many other norms and have done things differently and better in so many ways. I thought this one would be different too. That this would actually be that rare, amicable end. And they'd all go away happy and on the same page because that never happens, but they've been doing things for 20 years that never happen. And I thought this would be another one, and I was wrong.
See, I differed from you on this one. I think we've always been in disagreement on this. I just thought it would, the huge odds are that it was going to end bad. And so, but I also think that Brady's fear of that was a huge factor in this. That, it, you know, again, whether it was father, his agent, himself, his wife, it was in his head. This is going to end bad. This is going to end bad. This is going to end bad. He's going to kick me to the curb like everyone else. Look, he did it to Mankins. He did it to Seymour. Gronk ended up leaving. He sent Amendola. It'll happen to me. And so what happened when he got to the end of the deal and he wasn't getting the extension, he got skittish.
I thought it'd be different. I really did. I really did.
My point is, I think it affected his behavior.
Yeah. No, you were right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that he was so scared of it that he said, I'm not going to let him push me out. I'm going to do it on my own. I really think that was a factor.
Sean and Quincy, hi.
Hey, just want a couple things actually on the Colts now that you brought up Garoppolo. First of all, they traded their 13th overall pick, their first rounder, for DeForest Buckner. I wonder if they were in and a deal fell through for Garoppolo, so they went and just got Buckner.
Huh.
Second of all, you saying that Brady, the Colts are not going after Brady, do you think in your right mind that Brady would ever go play there after Deflategate? You don't think he has a burning hatred for the Colts after
no,
that? And I know
I don't.
You don't think so? You
no.
don't think after he got dragged through the mud and it wasn't directly the Colts' fault, but they're the ones who ratted on
it, no, it
on
was,
the Patriots, and he was the one who got blamed?
It was really Baltimore that started the whole ball rolling. But, you know, if you had asked me this 2 weeks ago, would he ever go play for the Colts? I would have said no. He won't go play for the Colts. But after he picked Tampa,
I think he would have played for anyone.
Absolutely.
If he'll go to Tampa, he'll go anywhere. So that's why it's just based on that. If he would have settled on Tampa, he would have settled on Indy.
I'm sorry, that whole thing cooled anyway. You had Bill making deals with them in recent years.
Yeah, and the guy that ratted you is gone.
Yeah, Gregson's gone.
Ryan Gregson is gone. It's a whole new...
It's Chris Ballard now.
Yeah, it's a whole new thing.
I was just going to say, if Brady has any resentment for anyone from Deflategate, who do you think it is?
Bill. Kelly in Maine says, Felger, get over yourself. Go ahead, Kelly, explain.
Get your head out of your ass. You literally said it was gross and disgusting the way this ended. I mean, compare it to a marriage, a 20-year marriage, with all the successes that they had together. Incredible, right? Can you really compare their relationship to any other sports, professional teams? It lasted for 20 years. They had phenomenal success, and it's over now.
But, yeah, but Kelly, say, Kelly, it broke up over ego and feelings and emotion and like that? You feel good about that?
That happens. 20 years together.
It should happen. It happens in a marriage with a man and a wife and sex and like all that. How about just at work? Come on.
What else can you compare them to? Really, in this work, can you think of any other kind of relationship that's gone on this long? It's time.
I mean,
I don't blame either one of them. I think it's probably better for both of them. And I just don't think you to say it's gross and disgusting is outrageous.
I think it's gross and disgusting, Kelly. I think it's gross and disgusting. You compare it to a marriage, but it's not a marriage. It's a work relationship. You show up, you punch the clock, you do your job, you go home. And then you deal with your wife or your husband, and then you do that thing. But you don't do it at work and then at home. You know, all day long, everywhere, every relationship is about, how's he feeling about me? What are you saying about me? Oh, you feel that way about me? Oh, what are you saying? What do you mean? What? No! No, you do that at home, and then you go to work, you punch the clock, you do your job, and then you go home and do it. So no, I don't accept, I don't feel good about that carrying on at work. I think that's a lousy way for it to end. Lousy.
Okay, but in the same breath, because I know Gasper's coming in here in a little bit, so I'm sure we'll get to a lot of it then. You believe, though, that if they had offered him the 2 years here at the proper time, he would have taken it.
I do.
You see, so do I. So that's why I don't buy the whole, you know, workplace drama stuff. I think it was more the fear of Bill kicking him to the curb. Like, that's where I think came into play.
But I'm just trying to be fair. I'm not going to diss Chris's reporting. He's tapped in on the situation. He knows much more than I do. And I've, you know, already established I'm going to accept every report on face value. I personally believe it started with the contract. It comes down to the contract, meaning the commitment,
sure, the
contractual commitment to him. He's been wanting that contractual commitment for years. They didn't give it to him, and so he left. And that, to me, is business. That's business. I'm fine with that. He left because of Belichick's mane? His mean? No. I'm not going to accept that.
Why does it happen with bands all the time, these performance-based jobs?
Because they're drug-addled babies.
No, not always. Not everyone thinks like you, that they just come in and punch the clock, and even if there's some sort of friction, that it'll be fine the same day. That stuff starts to fester, and someone is going to end up getting pissed and then kind of blowing it up or going their own way.
And when you're super, super successful, you're going to let that crawl in the way of your success.
Happens all the time.
But you shouldn't feel good about it. I look at those bands and go, get over it, you children. Get back in the studio and keep working. You're the best that ever were when you worked together, so work together.
How about in this business, Mike and the Mad Dog? You know, those guys.
I don't think it reflects well on them. But I think.
But I'm just saying. It does happen.
It's not a great analogy.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't reflect well on them. I just think that what happens is when you're at the top for such a long period of time, it becomes more important to you than the success. Because you've already got it all. So you say, I got it all. I got all the money I could want. I've got all the success I could want. And the caller just said, just quickly, because I want to get her off my chest, the caller said, you know, how many relationships are there like that? 20 years with one team. It never happens anymore. Jeter did it. But guaranteed contracts. And from what I hear at the end, it wasn't all that great either.
Yeah.
I'm not sure he and the Yankees were seeing eye to eye that they necessarily wanted him back. So, you know, but again, different sport, right? Because the money's different.
McGasper says the saddest part of the breakup is that it happened even though neither side had a better option. Pride, ego, competitiveness, and emotion overrode logic and pragmatism. Big, important decisions should not be driven by emotion. They just shouldn't. I understand it happens and it's human nature, but it's not healthy. That's not right. No, sorry, Kelly. Here's the update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
It's Felger Mazz on an Agenda Free Friday. Agenda Free Friday is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. Felger Mazz presented by DraftKings. Back to your phones as promised. Joe in Pittsfield. Hi, Joe.
Yes, Mike and Mazz. Here's my thing. I think the owner and that has to stop fooling around about taking this and that. I think the bottom line thing came down to they didn't want to pay him 2 years for $50 million. I think it was all business. Belichick will do 1 year, but not two. Brady didn't want that, and he left. Let's stop the baloney. And when Gasper gets in there, you drill him about that information.
Okay, well, he knows more than I do. I'm not going to pull rank on him. He talks to the principals. I just sit here and opine. So, no, he knows more than I. I'm not going to rip him for that. I just hope he's wrong. I hope it was business. Simple as that. Brady wanted two. It was smart for the Pats to only offer one. And so we had to go our separate ways. Like, that's okay. If it's based on emotion, that's when you make bad decisions. That's when you look back in your life and you say, I got a little emotional there. If I was just a little more level-headed, I would have done something different and would have been better off. And we do it, like, that's it. And it's human. We all do it. I do it. They do it. But when you shouldn't say, well, that's okay. No, no, it's not okay. You got to try and fight through that and do what's right and pragmatic and, you know, and so if that's why they broke up, that is gross.
Well, it's hard to stomach again that's how the human part got in the way. And so I just wonder with Brady, if the one thing I'll say about Brady, because you know how I felt about Tampa from the beginning, he better win or he's going to look like a jackass.
Well, so like they both may end up regretting it. Like they both may. Now they both may not. I think they'll both be successful because they're both great. You know, I like Brady to have a big year in Tampa, and I like the Pats to make the playoffs. Like, I'm on record as that. But if they don't, you know, and Brady just fizzles out in Tampa and Bill can't get it going with the next guy, they're going to look back and say, boy, we could have had a couple more runs at it, and we let it go because of what? Emotion?
Yeah.
Like, that's... No, you shouldn't feel good about that. Eddie in East Providence. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, Mike, two things. Don't underestimate Edelman going to Tampa Bay, somehow, some way, in the back of his mind, 2 years, Brady's there. He needs 100 catches both years. He's thinking about the Hall of Fame. Don't underestimate that.
Okay, but do you think Bill's of the mind to take care of him like that? Yeah, go ahead, Jules.
I don't know, but just keep it in mind. And the second thing, you brought it up just so we can end the Malcolm Butler stuff, Mike. You brought it up first half, let it go. Second half, why isn't this guy in there? At halftime, Patricia, Belichick.
Hey, Eddie, let me stop you. Perfect example. A decision maybe based on emotion. Maybe something happened there behind the scenes, maybe involving his kid. You know, no one really knows. You hear all this stuff, and maybe that was based on emotion. And now you look back and say, we could have had another championship if I didn't get so hot-headed and let my emotions get in the way of that. It's a perfect example.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's actually it's a good example. I mean,
there's just a million of them.
Yeah, look, and I do. I thought Bill was a jackass for doing that because he got in his own way. You know, the dynamic is a little different, right? Like if Brady wanted out, he wanted out Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay.
He wanted out that badly.
Tampa Bay is the suck bag, the epitome of a suck bag organization in pro sports. The Tampa Bay freaking Buccaneers.
Turns out it was kind of a sight spotting, a spite signing. My brain's not working.
I was like, what was that?
Yeah, no, believe me, I'm right there with you, pal.
Yeah, no, I respect him a little bit for that because he got so pissed that he was like, you know what, I'll sign with these suck bags.
And that's what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, to a degree, it was that. To a degree, it was.
And Brady might look back. If he falls on his face there and that doesn't work out, he's going to look back and say, what did I do that for?
Well, and the
all because I got pissed off at Bill.
I'm telling you, the big thing I still think is the big thing is that Brady got to decide. So even if he made a bad decision, he can at least say, I picked it. I picked it, and I'm going to get $50 million out of it, as opposed to $25 million. Whereas if he had signed with the Patriots, no matter, I don't believe that that second deal, second year was fully guaranteed. I just don't, and I never will, that, you know, they would have gotten to the end of the first year, and they would have said to him, Tom, we're not going to do the second year. You're gone. Then he gets kicked to the curb, and he gets nothing. He had no say in it whatsoever. At least this way he gets his $50 million.
Long commercial-free segment with your calls. After this, Gasper standing by as well.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sometimes they're hot on the topic.
Yes!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes!
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
15 seconds to go. No timeouts for the Pats. We don't know if they're the final 15 seconds in the Patriots' career of Tom Brady, but as he stands in the end zone out of the gun, this crowd letting him know how they feel. White to his right. Sanu in short motion with the right as Brady takes the snap. Drops back, fires underneath for Sanu. Ball's tipped, intercepted by Logan Ryan, who hops into the end zone. A pick six.
Was that fitting?
To end it here in the postseason with 9 seconds to go.
Brady, who threw a pick six last week against Miami, has back-to-back pick six games for the first time in his career.
I'm going to tell everyone right now that I believe Tom Brady's coming back to play. This is a guess.
Okay.
I think he's coming back to play. What I saw out of him, not only today, but when I watched him this year, he is not done. He needs help around him. Now, where he's going to play, is it here? Is it, that's what I think he's coming back, and I think he's going to be very motivated to possibly show people
this will be a
that at that next age, he's not done.
That's how it ended for Tom Brady in New England, officially a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers today. He signed. Numbers are out. Instagrams are posted. Team statements are issued. It's done. It's over. Let's use that to sort of jump into the DraftKings Bet of the Week.
This is the DraftKings Bet of the Week.
All right, so in terms of live betting, it's slim pickings out there, folks. I mean, Maz, we can bet the NRL Rugby League. Okay, rugby league, rugby slash NRL. Like, for example, you can take the, and I'm sure Lifshatz and Joe Murray have bet this stuff. The Canberra Raiders versus the New Zealand Warriors. The New Zealand Warriors are getting 12.5. These odds are very, they're like football oddy. The New Zealand Warriors are grabbing 12.5 points. There's an OU of 42.5.
I'm going with the Kiwis there.
You can take that one. There's the Manly Sea Eagles, who are getting 5.5 from the Sydney Roosters.
Going Sydney there.
With an OU of 37.5.
I'm going the big market team, OTS.
So we could do that. Or
ATS, sorry.
We could do something else. We go back to NFL MVP odds. Okay?
Oh, I like this. Go.
Okay, well, do you think Tom Brady's going to be an NFL MVP candidate?
Yes.
Sure.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do.
With those weapons there, yeah.
Okay,
but I still think number one is probably Pat Mahomes.
Okay, so sure. The last time they posted odds was January 31st. So this is before This is before Brady goes to Tampa. But I'll just give you the order as it was as the season ended last year. Pat Mahomes is the leader, plus 400. Lamar Jackson, number two.
That's what I would have guessed.
Russell Wilson, number three.
Okay, another good one.
Okay. So I think that would be a consensus.
Sure, those three guys. Yeah.
And that still stands for today, right?
Yes,
if you
absolutely.
Had to say NFL MVP next year, the top three in the clubhouse are Mahomes, Jackson, Wilson. How many guys do you get to before you get to Brady? Now, who's next? Who's fourth?
I bet your Breeze is up there.
Yeah.
He's fifth.
He's fifth, huh?
Wow.
How about Deshaun Watson?
Fourth.
Good one. Yeah, nice.
He's got it. Deshaun Watson, fourth. Drew Brees, fifth. Who's sixth?
Brady.
Aaron Rodgers is sixth.
Another good one, yeah.
Carson Wentz is 7.
Oh.
Dak Prescott is 8. Tom Brady's 9. Okay, with Brady going to Tampa, who should he vault?
Oh, well, Prescott and the Ginger in Philadelphia for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, he should move up. And who'd you say was fourth and fifth?
So Deshaun Watson fourth, Drew Brees fifth.
Watson should drop like a stone now that they lost their best receiver.
He should be fighting for number five. He should be right there with Brees.
Let me ask you, who's a better MVP bet next year, Tom Brady or Kyler Murray?
Brady. Tom Brady.
Okay, shoot the message. I'm just facilitating over
here. In fact,
here.
You know what? I'll tell you what. The more I think about it, I put him ahead of Watson. He should be fourth.
Okay, so you understand that Kyler Murray now has DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
Second year in the system, and there is a pinball offense, maybe chucking the ball all over the yard.
Yeah, he's not there yet. Okay. And the Cardinals aren't there yet. So, which is, again...
I mean, I would have said the same thing about Lamar Jackson last year, but anyway.
The only guy other than the top three you mentioned that I would put ahead of Brady still is Brees. Because the Vegas odds are that New Orleans is still going to win the division. I think New Orleans is still a little bit better than Tampa Bay. And so I would put Brees fourth, Brady fifth, but the rest of them all behind Brady.
Okay. I would have, you know what? I have Brady over Brees. I think that's going to be a more prolific offense. He's going to put up better numbers, and the record's going to be similar. I think Brady's a better bet than Brees. Kyler Murray's going to be my dark horse. So now that you just jumped on me like that.
Good.
I got my back up. I'm going to make a decision based on emotion.
Good. I hope he sucks.
Kyler Murray's second year with Cliff Kingsbury in that offense. And now he's got DeAndre Hopkins. Kyler Murray's going to be an MVP candidate. How about that? You can download the DraftKings app now. Enter code SportsHub during sign up to try DraftKings for free. And you can bet Australian rugby, New Zealand rugby, Australian soccer. You can bet something called Cage Warriors. In NJ, is that in New Jersey?
Cage Warriors. I don't know what the hell that is.
Connor Hignett versus Darren O'Gorman. Connor Hignett is minus 121. Darren O'Gorman's minus 101. I have no idea what the hell that is. It's today at 420.
So this is over in the UK.
Okay, so yeah. When it says NJ, I don't know what the hell this means. So you can bet all that sorts of... So there are things to bet if you're that desperate. And not that that's a bad thing. You can try it at DraftKings. Try it for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. A few phones here before we get to Gasper and the 4 o'clock hour. Jim in the car. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Mike and everybody. I just want to make a statement. It doesn't even have to need a response. And I want to make a statement about what Jacobs has done and was doing. I called a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about free agency and everything else, and the fact that he wouldn't pay players, and you kind of said, well, that's going back 20 years ago. I agree with that. They've paid the players up until that point. But, you know, he's getting all the concessions. Every team in Boston would be paying their players. The Celtics can't because he gets all the concessions for the Celtics. They pay rent.
Jim. Why don't we just get to the point? He's the only owner in the NHL that's not paying his game day employees.
I stand corrected there. Apparently, the Buffalo Sabres aren't either.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
So there's two of you. And I don't know, is Buffalo connection? Either way, so there's only two NHL teams that are not taking care of their stadium / game day employees. You and the Buffalo Sabres. And you are not the Buffalo Sabres. And there's no excuse for anyone. The Pegulas are fine. You know, they're fine financially. They can take care of their people, too. But Buffalo's closer to that small market, you know, got to make ends meet kind of operation. Not that I'm excusing them. You, one of the most valuable franchises in the NHL, and you have been for decades. And you, other than the Sabres, are the only franchise in the NHL that's not taking care of your stadium or game day employees. Again, it is a fact that speaks for itself. It does not require any commentary.
Agreed.
It speaks for itself. And so we just mentioned that again. Here's Murray's update. 90 seconds, no commercials. How could Gasper possibly be late today?
He's here.
He's in the
hallway. Oh, I'm sorry. Once again, I didn't see him. I didn't see you, Gasper. I didn't see you.
In fact, he barely made it, though.
I was going to say.
Must have been all that traffic that slowed him down.
I love making emotional decisions.
No commercials, just an update. We come back with Gasper.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.